With the exception of a cup winnings, yeah. I mean, I've only walked one guy in all the spring training games, the big league spring training games. I threw four innings in a minor league game once and walked one guy. So, you know, I only had two walks all spring and striking some guys out and throwing a lot of quality pitches. So with the exception of a couple innings, you know, you take out two or three innings on the whole spring, you know, and that cuts out a lot of the runs that I've given up. So, you know, definitely happy the way I threw the ball. You know, by no means am I disappointed in the spring in the entirety, but with the exception of a couple innings and a couple pitches even, you know, I'm happy with the way I threw the ball.
Is it tougher when those rougher innings come at the end as opposed to the beginning?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's just disappointing to have these last two go the way they did, considering how well I'd thrown the ball before that, you know. But the positive to take out of it is, you know, I feel strong and healthy. I've been coming every 5 days feeling great, feeling strong throughout the entire game, and just feels good to be starting again. You know, it's the first time I've had an opportunity to start on a regular basis and actually be given a real shot to break camp with the team as a starter, you know, because all the years in the past it was, you know, got to the end of camp and the rotation was filled and then it was like, hey, Aaron, will you go to the bullpen, you know. So to actually, you know, be in that competition and go through, you know, the entire spring on a regular starter schedule, you know, for me, that's what I was looking for, you know, that's what I wanted to do, and definitely be able to prove myself again that, hey, you know, I can start and want to start, and like I said, I'm still young, so let that experience kind of lead me into the next part of my career.
If it works out that you don't wind up making the team, they will keep you a starter, and I'm assuming you'll be the first guy they call when they need someone, so is that beneficial too a little?
Well, sure. Like, I mean, no matter where you pitch, whether it's, you know, the big leagues or the minor leagues, you know, no matter what level it is, regardless, you know, you have to go out there. You got to do your work and work hard in between starts and go out there and get the job done on that fifth day. So, you know, even if that is a situation where I do go down there and am expected to be the first guy up, you know, this game, you can't, there's no promises, there's no guarantees in this game. So just because, you know, maybe I was the last guy out here, if I don't make it, that's not a guarantee that I'll be the first guy up, you know, if the need be. So you just got to stay on top of your game and continue to work hard every day and, you know, come back with a vengeance, you know.
Just, do you see this today as the last chance to make your case, or do you think, you know, the decision might be put off till Tuesday and you'll get a shot with that'll what, how you do Tuesday will play into things as well?
I don't know. You know, I mean, if I try to put time and energy and try to focus onto that and what decision they're going to make, you know, I'm going to drive myself crazy.
Sure.
You know, so I just, you know, take what it is, you know, evaluate my outing today and, you know, just come back, whether I work on my pen here or work on my pen down there, just, you know, get back to doing what I was doing, you know, throughout the whole spring.
As far as today went, those two rough innings, was that just about falling behind?
I think so. You know, you getting hitters counts and you got it, you know, you got it, you want to try to get back into the count. You know, one thing I was doing today, mechanically falling behind, is out of the windup I was fine, but I was rushing a little bit out of the stretch, just kind of leaking out a little bit and leaving balls off the plate and falling behind hitters like that. So, you know, I battled myself for the first two innings to get into a groove and then kind of got into a groove and then, you know, got some runners on in the fifth and kind of went right back into kind of rushing out of my out of the stretch and stuff like that. So just kind of battling myself the whole game today and, you know, make a pitch here or there and, you know, it's a completely different outcome. So, you know, just stay positive and, you know, obviously I'm disappointed with the result of the last two as a whole, but, you know, there was a couple hitters here and there in each game that if I would have made some pitches, you know, the outcome of the box score would have been completely different.